Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship. This is something obviously near and dear to my heart. Having been an entrepreneur myself, I understand the barriers that entrepreneurs go through and what's required to succeed. I had run my company from scratch and eventually sold it after 10 years of profitable growth. So I'm very fortunate, but along the way, there were many barriers that I had to face, most of these at the outset. And one of the biggest things that we'll talk a little bit about today, but one of the biggest things I faced was the humility of what you know and what you don't know. And I know people talk about risk versus reward in a lot of different areas that are certainly entrepreneurship questions that need to be answered. But what I find is that this is the wrong first question to be asked. So when we talk about entrepreneurship in this podcast, we'll talk about becoming an entrepreneur. People aspirationally or inspirationally want to become an entrepreneur. But the definition of entrepreneur, I find, is sometimes interesting, a lot of times wrong. So we'll talk about that today as well. So today on the podcast, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, becoming an entrepreneur. What does that look like? And a quote I always like to put in the front end of my podcast, I think, are also relevant to what we're talking about today. And this one happens to be from Elon Musk. It says, "When something is important enough, you do it, even if the odds are not in your favor." I think it's a great quote for entrepreneurs to understand and to embrace. And so when we talk about being an entrepreneur, to become an entrepreneur, you know, most people think first of risk versus reward. Now, certainly that's a great question to ask, you know, but however, first, they must align and define many principles along the way prior to asking that question. And these are strategies, cultural questions. I always say put those questions in context. And we'll talk about this in more in depth. But before you put pen to paper and then money to ideas, you really need to define a clear strategy and principles and culture around what you're trying to build and what you're trying to create. And this is what being an entrepreneur is all about. It's about creativity, and not only creativity with product. And one thing I want to make sure is clear is you'll see shows like Shark Tank where everything's a success. And unfortunately, what they don't show is behind the scenes, all the failures. And I certainly like the show. I dislike the fact that they're not showing reality of what happens with a lot of these companies behind the scenes and the failures of even those with a tremendous amount of money have. And we'll talk about that also. What is an entrepreneur? What versus what is not an entrepreneur, at least in my eyes. And, you know, having been there, I can tell you, being a true, authentic entrepreneur, you get pretty sensitive when they start throwing that name around. So we'll talk about that as well. So, but I say that being an entrepreneur isn't for everyone. It's a little bit like, you know, buying a house, I guess. You know, either you can afford it or you can't. You know, buying a home isn't for everybody. It's very stressful for those that can't afford the monthly payments and those that lose their job. Unfortunately, there's a lot of circumstances and barriers you face with owning a home. It's the obligation of owning a home, but it's also the obligation on the entrepreneur side is the obligation to make payroll. It's the obligation to make revenues. It's the obligation of ensuring that you have the next great product in the pipeline. And so it's certainly not for the faint of heart. And when I talk about entrepreneurship, I'd like to talk about those barriers you face and the reality check of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. You know, again, I know from personally building a brand from scratch, you know, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. It can certainly put what I call, affectionately call, dog years on your career. You know, these are very, very hard years that you face as an entrepreneur from starting from scratch. It isn't like you were born with a golden spoon in your mouth. You literally start with a penny and try to make a dime. And we talk about those supposed, I call them business owners, not entrepreneurs, those that were born with a golden spoon in their mouth, but they're also starting from the same point you are. They just have a lot more resources, whether it be people, money, whatever it happens to be. But the failure rate effectively is about the same, interestingly enough. So what I find is those that have those dog years, those that have been through starting a company from scratch, and I say scratch with nothing, and building it, certainly have this valuable, this what I call invaluable experience only being an entrepreneur can provide. You know, being an entrepreneur has what I call these significant, you know, ups and down cycles, but it has great rewards and it certainly has benefits if you are able to come out the back end, even if you fail. It's a great learning experience because you understand what it takes to build a great company, a company that we talk about these visionary brands. From my book, The Visionary Brand, I talk about these great visionary companies, those that have been around for generations. How do they do it? How do they consistently build great products and are continually profitable and able to continue to grow, even in the face of what we dealt with COVID or recessionary environments? They still seem to push through these challenges and barriers. And for those that want to be entrepreneurs, it's certainly a great template. And one that I look at that a lot of people would benefit from reading are the Steve Jobs book by Isaacson, and books like Shoe Dog, which go through the evolution of Nike, and Phil Knight. I know the new Air movie's coming out. So I think a lot of these things could be beneficial to entrepreneurs outside of just reading this book knowledge. You know, I talk a lot about book knowledge is great, but street smarts are even better. So this definitely does take a toll on you, not only professionally, but personally. So these barriers are out there for you as an entrepreneur. So I also want to preface, I also get real sensitive about talking on the word entrepreneur. And I say true or authentic entrepreneur, you know, what it is and what it's not. And I say that because there's a lot of true, authentic entrepreneurs, but there's also business owners. You know, what's the difference? An entrepreneur, by definition, starts from scratch. You know, they find creative ways to get support, and they lean heavily on their internal strength, their inherent knowledge, their faith, and humility. Humility to know what they can and can't do. There are too many people out there, even in the professional world, where they think more than they do actually know. So they want to make sure that you get support from outside resources. So have the humility, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, business owner, or even inside your own company, have that humility to know what your strengths and weaknesses are. It will make you better because you're going to strengthen your strengths and enhance your weaknesses. So lean heavily on that internal strength, knowledge, faith, and humility for you to push through barriers. And this can, again, apply to entrepreneurs. It can apply to business owners and managers, executives of companies, who I talk to all the time through LiquidMind. And so when we talk about what an entrepreneur is not, and I love this side of it, is most will agree it's not when they start with enough cash to support the long-term potential. And I kind of emphasize this word potential because you've seen it, whether it's the stock market, whether it's SPACs, whatever it is, it's just speculative investments, and it's just part of the venture community. You know, you can imagine it's very much like the Major League Baseball. For those of you who've been inside the venture PE community, you know that you're looking for that four banger, the five banger, whatever it happens to be. You also, you know what your batting average is. And the batting average for VC or PEs is, hey, for every nine or eight that fail, I'm going to get one or two that'll succeed, and that'll balance out the eight to nine failures. It's crazy, but it's a little bit like somebody in the MLB batting 100 to 200. They either are no longer in Major League Baseball or they move on to different teams. So it's just an interesting dynamic that you face. But those that have, again, you know, a true entrepreneur starts from scratch, find ways to creative ways to get support and leans heavily on their internal strength, knowledge, faith, and humility. And I mention those because those are all internal things, internal strength, internal knowledge, internal faith is extremely important. The faith to know that all things eventually do work together for good. And being an what an entrepreneur is not is really eliminating the risk of being an entrepreneur is not an entrepreneur. Effectively, it's just a business owner. And it's somebody that founded a company, so they have significant resources. And this is usually the case when there's a great idea in a PC or a private equity company, a PE VC company will come in and they'll see this great idea and they'll back it. And hey, that's all great and it's all part of our capitalistic society, but it really doesn't define an entrepreneur for me, at least in my eyes. And so when risk is taken off the table, effectively it's not being an entrepreneur, it's just being a business owner with risk on the table, it's an entrepreneur. Now, the other misnomer you get with entrepreneurs is they're risk takers. Yes, we are risk takers, but we're also risk avoiders. When I talk to entrepreneurs with Liquid Mind and those that we work with on business owners, is they understand there's an inherent risk. But one of the main questions that I get asked from entrepreneurs is, how do I reduce risk? And I find in that, you know, I had an interesting comment, I think it was from Jim Cramer on CNBC, where the nature of the market has just been crazy the last 2 years with COVID, post-COVID. And he said, hey, we're in a mode of finding ways to not lose a lot of money. Okay, so you think of what the normal MO is with the stock market is, hey, we need to find ways to make money. And you're just in a situation where the negativity, the bearishness is so bad that you just want to make and find ways to not lose a lot of money and forget about making money. So this is kind of the situation I see. It's an interesting dynamic with entrepreneurs because that is the mode that they get in. Is certainly they will invest, but they need to clearly understand the dynamics behind the investment and have tangible ROIs and metrics as to why they're making these investments. So, you know, there are many of these companies, again, you know, and I call them either the entrepreneurs or business owners. And again, even with the PE and VC investments, I want you to understand the hit rate's about the same. You know, those that have a lot of money and those that don't have a lot of money, when you have a batting average of 100 to 200, most would say that's not a very good batting average, and most would say they certainly don't belong in Major League Baseball. But you're dealing with big players in PE and VC, and that's just the MO that they have. But I want to talk to those true entrepreneurs that are finding a way. And through myself personally, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have held the company from scratch for 10 years and then sold it to a VC. And so I kind of understand the barriers facing these entrepreneurs, but also I give back to entrepreneurs. There's several groups that I'm a part of. These happen to be predominantly in Southern California, but if you are an entrepreneur, there are resources out there for you. And some of those resources are university-based, some of those are just community-based, and others are personally based where people will just reach out and they will provide support to entrepreneurs. I happen to be a part of several great groups. There's one down in San Diego called San Diego Sports Innovators. And the other one is also up in LA, which is the UCLA Venture Accelerator Program. And then there's the UCI New Venture Program. And then there's also the Cove at Irvine. All of these are great resources for entrepreneurs, and all of these have great programs and resources to help entrepreneurs. But look for these venture accelerators. Be careful, though. Make sure that you vet these venture accelerators. Some are very new, some are very legitimate, but just look at their track record and see what they've actually funded, how they provide ongoing support. And most often, these are free resources to entrepreneurs. So I want to make sure that's out there as well. You're not alone as an entrepreneur. And this is one of these creative ways to find support, not just getting support through a PE or VC that's providing money. Now, that's great if you got it, but you want to make sure that you find these resources. So, you know, when you look at an entrepreneur, there's a lot of questions, not only to be asked, but you want to make sure that they're answered. before you take this venture of becoming an entrepreneur. So the first is becoming an entrepreneur involves defining a well thought out, what I call plan, and represented by, let's just say first, three important questions. And there's a lot of them, but you know, what I get to is really defining what are these clear questions as an entrepreneur when you're sitting at the table going to have this great idea. And I get this all the time when I'm dealing with Liquid Mind and helping out through these venture capital groups. You know, what are these questions I need to ask as an entrepreneur? And the first is, do I have definitive goals? Like, what am I trying to achieve both personally and professionally? And that seems like a simple question, but when put pen to paper, most people can't definitively answer it. When you have goals, those can certainly change, but you need to have definitive goals that match your strategy and then how to execute that strategy. So the second question is my strategy clear? Do I have definitive goals, number one? Number two, is my strategy clear? And number three, can I execute the plan? Now, these are three great questions for any entrepreneur to ask before diving in and putting pen to paper and then money to the idea. So these are the first overriding questions that an entrepreneur will want to ask. Now, within the context of these questions, there's going to be additional answers that will be needed to put down to ensure that you clearly understand what you're trying to achieve. So within these questions, there's several more areas which need further thought. When I say further thought, it's almost like a mind manager where you're just closing the room and putting pen to paper against these questions and clearly defining this is your vision for what you want to achieve. And, you know, within the scope of goal setting, you know, do I have definitive goals? There are really three areas. One is aspirations. What are my aspirations in starting this business? The second is, what is my probability of success? If you're realistic, one of the biggest things that I see on the Shark Tanks of the world and companies that I work with, accelerator programs that I'm a part of, is they underestimate, number one, how much money they need. Number two, the competition. They'll go, hey, this is the only one in the marketplace. And more often than not, I would say in probably 99% of the cases, there is another product out there. It may not be the same of what you're creating, but this is why you need to have a defined point of difference as you move forward. Is probability of success will be relative to your ability to understand how much money you need, the resources that you need, and then also your competitive advantage or your point of difference. And number three, which is probably the most important, is your risk tolerance, because you're going to have a lot of risk as an entrepreneur. Now, when you take risk off the table, I'm not talking about an entrepreneur, I'm talking about a business owner. No risk, they go home at night, sleep well at night. I'm talking when your risk tolerance, really the best measure of that is if you go home at night, are you able to sleep or are you rolling around all night with no sleep? Your risk tolerance is probably pretty low. So you want to make sure, whether in the stock market or with your business, that you understand your risk tolerance. On the strategy side, the following areas need to be defined off of that question is, what is your clear path forward? The second is your profitability and growth potential. Now I say profitability because you see many companies that are all concerned about the top line, but forget about the bottom line, the SG&A funding requirements of the business itself. So you need to understand your profitability, but also scalability, your growth potential. And the third question is the sustainability of your business model. And sustainability is important. This is what we talk about with generational brands. How has Nike been around for 40 years or 50 years, whatever it is? But it's that sustainability of generational brands. You know, what are you going to do next year? Are you going to be a one-hit wonder? Or are you going to be a brand that can sustain their success? And then also defining your growth rate within the portfolio of whether it be target demo, services, whatever you happen to be in, is understand your market, who you're going after first, and how you're going to scale and grow. And it has to be a realistic plan or strategy built around that. And then on the execution side, there are several areas you need to determine your success or your failure rate. And one is resources. And I'm not just saying, hey, I got $1 million or I get funded with $5 million, all of a sudden I can bring in 10 people and I don't care about the bottom line. The top line will take care of itself. I'm talking about creative resources. I'm talking about the Venture Accelerator programs, mentorship, people that are willing to come on pro bono and help you find ways to get resources creatively without having to pay for them. The second is infrastructure. And infrastructure can be your home office, and infrastructure can be resources. Infrastructure can be your sourcing platform. Whatever it happens to be, an infrastructure is just defined by your ability to commercialize your product or service. And then it's also defined by the resources that you have in order to execute that plan. And the third with execution is skill set of the founder yourself. And I'll go back to one word. It's humility. Understand what you know and what you don't know. And whatever you don't know, find somebody to strengthen your weaknesses and strengthen your strengths. And that's the best way to execute as a founder of a company and the skill set of the founder. So again, these are all things that are driven off of, do I have definitive goals? Is my strategy clear? Can I execute my plan? And these other definitive questions to ask off of goal setting, aspirations, probability of success, your risk tolerance. Also for strategy, the following areas need to be asked. What's your clear path forward, your profitability and growth potential, sustainability in your growth rate, and then an execution, resources, infrastructure, and skill set of the founder himself. So these are all things that need to be put pen to paper, and that's why I preface this in the very beginning. Before you start asking about risk versus failure, you're going to have a lot more confidence going into being an entrepreneur when you have these questions answered in a clear path forward. So as you can see, there are many areas that need to be defined before you ask that question. You know, risk versus reward, that's a great question to ask, but what do I need to build before I even ask that question? So most people know the answer. No question about that. They know that there's risk involved, but most need help understanding what it takes to lessen that risk portion of the formula for long-term success. And determining your path forward is going to require answering all these questions, your strategies, reliability, and whether you can execute that plan that you put on paper. You know, each is equally important, but all of these are vital pieces of a puzzle you put together before venturing into what I call this ocean of entrepreneurship. There's a lot of sharks out there, so stay out of the bloody water. Go to the open blue ocean where there are no competitors so you can ensure your short-term and hopefully eventually your long-term success as an entrepreneur. So again, persevere. But understand the challenges that are in front of you. So I always say with the end with the Visionary Chronicles, stay true, stay authentic, be different, be great, but in all, enjoy your journey. So again, thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. Please sign up on the podcast site that we have, the Visionary Chronicles. We're across all platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. All of these channels have the Visionary Chronicles podcast, so we appreciate you subscribing. Also, reach out to me if you have any questions at Brian Smeltzer, BryanSmeltzer, at Outlook.com or Brian, Bryan, at LiquidMindSite.com, LiquidMindSite.com. Also, any of you business owners, entrepreneurs that may need help, hey, I've got a free intro meeting. If you would like to talk about these ideas that I put forward here in the Visionary Chronicles, if you have an idea, I get it, but you're going to need a plan or a path forward in order to execute your strategy and your plan. So feel free to reach out at liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMindSite.com. And just enter your name in there. Give me a little bit of information on what you're looking to talk about. Free meeting. But we look forward to talking to you. I've got many entrepreneurs off the podcast that give me a shout after this, and I really appreciate it. So, again, I can also give you, as a follow-up, some of these Venture Accelerator programs we're talking about and resources that you may need as an entrepreneur. So, again, thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I always appreciate your time, and have a great day.